You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor, and this is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I am answering a question from Ethan. I've actually answered one of his questions before, but he sent me another really helpful question, so I'm very excited to dive into this. And so let me read you his question, and then we'll kind of tease this apart. So his question is, how do I explain to parents why we allow the child to curse in play therapy? I have a mother who might be starting to get upset with me because I allow her kid to use the F word in play therapy. She sent an email to me stating that she is afraid that it will create a habit. And she said that if he's allowed to say it there in the playroom, it becomes part of his vernacular and it will slip out elsewhere. So, such an interesting question. And he goes on to say that he's really kind of confused. He can't really find any answers anywhere else. And then he shares his opinion that it's hard because few play therapists allow the use of swear words in their session, even if they claim that they are pure CCPT therapists. And I would agree with that. And my deep roots in CCPT says that I have never once told a child they can't cuss. And kids cuss in my playroom if they choose to. And that is at its root, the CCPT model. So do I personally cuss? No. Do I think that it's appropriate to cuss? No. But would I ever set a limit on that in the playroom? No, because that does not align with the CCPT model. Now, the only caveat there, because I can already hear people yelling at me. So the only caveat there is, there are three questions that we ask to decide if we need to set a limit, remember? So limits are only needed when they're needed, but the three questions that are the litmus test are, can I consistently enforce this limit? Is this limit necessary? And the most important question in this kind of scenario is, can I allow this behavior to continue and still maintain acceptance of the child? So if your personal bent and your personal view on cussing is if a child is cussing in the playroom, it then becomes a hindrance or a barrier or any kind of obstacle to you maintaining acceptance of the child and therefore preserving the relationship. If it is that important to you and it bothers you that much and it becomes a fracture between you and the child, then yes, absolutely, you would set a limit on it because that is your personal issue and that is preservation of the relationship. However, if you don't fall into that category where it would bother you so much that you get in your head and you get distracted and you're starting to sweat and your heart's racing and you're really uncomfortable and you're really getting mad at the kid because he's saying cuss words and it's driving you crazy. If you don't fall into that category, my encouragement to you would be follow the CCPT model, which is you can play with all the toys in most of the ways that you'd like. And if you choose to say cuss words, that's part of your play and there's a reason why. So, Ethan, let's dive in. Thank you for the question. So here are three things that I think are helpful when we're considering this topic. The first is, we've talked about this before, the rules are different in the playroom. So we're going to dive into that. Secondly, there is a why. If the child is cussing, there's a why. So remember, we don't necessarily pay attention to what is being said or what is being asked or what is being done, but we figure out what that is being driven from. So that is a huge piece of this. And then finally, remember, we have rules of thumb that talk about this type of scenario. And so if we fall back on the model and we fall back on what we've been trained, then that will help us address this in the best way. So let's dive in. First of all, one of the things that we talk about all the time is that the rules are different in the playroom than in the real world. And children do not expect the same level of permissiveness in other aspects of their life that they get in the playroom. It's no different than a child who goes back and forth between two houses, for example. You know, parents are separated or divorced. And in one house, bedtime is 9 o'clock, and in one house, bedtime is 10 o'clock. and they don't expect that the 9 o'clock parent is going to let them go to bed at 10 and vice versa, because they understand that rules are tied to the environment. So the playroom is the most permissive environment that they're in ever. And it's intentionally that way. That's the entire vibe that we're creating when we do CCPT, is autonomy and freedom and space. I just talked about that in the last curriculum episode. Encourage freedom and creativity in the playroom. So we're creating this space and this environment where they are free to do what they need to do. If they're beating the crap out of Bobo, that's what they need to do. If they're throwing Hot Wheels cars at the wall, that's what they need to do. If they're stabbing the baby with a rubber knife, that's what they need to do. If they're saying cuss words, that's what they need to do. It's no different. We can't separate socially acceptable behaviors just because it's a personal preference. It's not socially acceptable to stab a baby with a knife. It's not socially acceptable to beat the crap out of someone. It's not socially acceptable to chuck things at people's heads. None of their behaviors are regulated. None of their behaviors are appropriate. That's why they're in the therapeutic environment. So it's no different to say it's not socially acceptable to cuss either, but in the playroom, they have the freedom to do that because they don't expect the same level of permissiveness. They're not going to think, oh, I cussed with Miss Brenna, so now I can go home and cuss at my mom. There's no way that is the connection that is made because they understand the rules are different. It's no different than the child goes to baseball practice and coach expects certain behaviors, but they don't come home and treat their parents as if their parents are the coach, because parents have a different set of expectations. I think it undermines a child's intelligence to think that if they're going to do something in one environment, they're going to do it in another automatically. Kids are way smarter than that. Why do you think kids do things in secret? Why do you think kids do things with their friends that they don't do with their parents? Why do you think they will tell their sibling something that they would never tell their mom? Because they know that certain things are appropriate in certain environments and they're not in others. So we have to give kids credit. They're way smarter than that. So they don't expect the same level of permissiveness. They know the rules are different. Okay, secondly, why? We have to get to the root of they're cussing. So is it a need for control? I associate cussing with being in control of things. Is it a need for dominance? If I yell and scream and cuss at you, it makes me feel like I'm dominant over you. Is it freedom? They're never even allowed to say darn. So, oh my gosh, if I finally have freedom, I'm going to go to the other end of the spectrum, which is also normal in the child-centered model, right? They feel stuck on one end of the pendulum, so I'm never allowed to do anything. So then when they're given ultimate freedom and autonomy, then it's like, great, I'm going to do everything to the 1,000th degree. But then they eventually find center, right? That's very normal behavior. So if they're never even allowed to say shoot or darn or anything, golly gee, so then all of a sudden, you know, oh my gosh, I can say whatever I want in here. Well, right? So is it breaking rules? They're never allowed to break a rule. They're never brave enough to break a rule. They never have the guts to break a rule. They're people pleasers. They're perfectionistic. They are always worried about getting in trouble. They're always worried about discipline and outcomes. So in the playroom, when they don't really have to face those things, oh my gosh, I have to test what it feels like to break a rule. I know I'm not allowed to say this word, but if I do and I can feel what it feels like to break a rule, that's extremely important to me. There's always going to be a why. And what's interesting is kids know they're not supposed to use cuss words. They know it. I mean, unless in the rare occasion parents cuss in front of their kids and they say, my child is allowed to cuss. It's just the way we speak in our household. I've never come across that kind of parent, but I know those parents exist. So unless they come from an environment where cussing is normal in their home and, you know, they're never corrected for doing it, They know they're not supposed to. So every child that has ever cussed in the playroom with me has either cussed and then immediately looked at me for my reaction, worried about what I'm going to say or do, and or followed it up with, am I allowed to say that in here? Am I allowed to cuss in here? Is it okay if I do that? Because they know that it's a limit in every other part of their life. And they're assessing what the consequence is going to be. And your response to that type of question is extremely important. Here's a bonus freebie. That is a sensitive question that's asked, and we need to use CCPT methodology to respond. So when the child says, wait, am I allowed to say the F word in here? It's really important to say, you're curious what I think about you saying that word. You have to validate. You have to reflect. You're worried you might get in trouble. You're not sure how I feel about that. You're concerned about consequences for saying something like that. And when you just reflect, it's amazing what their response is next. Because almost across the board, you get a child that says, oh yeah, my mom would kill me if I said that word. Or, oh, I'm not ever allowed to say that. Or, oh, I'd get spanked if they heard me say that. Or, you're not going to tell my mom that, right? You're not allowed to tell her that I said that, right? So there's the why. This is the only place in my life that I have a little bit of freedom. And I just need to see what it feels like. They don't keep cussing every session the rest of your work with them. It doesn't become the mainstay of all of your treatment. They're just testing a boundary just like they test all the rest of the boundaries. Okay, finally, we have rules of thumb that are the undergirding for this kind of scenario. So, Ethan, you mentioned, you know, there are few therapists that will allow the use of swear words in their session, even if they claim that they're pure CCPT therapists. I agree with you. There are very few. And that's tragic, in my opinion, because, you know, I'm a Christian. I don't believe, you know, let no unclean thing come from your mouth. I don't believe that it's appropriate to say cuss words. But we have to keep in mind the rule of thumb is we only set limits when needed. There are three questions that give us the litmus test for it. And if we don't fall into one of those three categories, then it's not appropriate to set a limit on it. And here, I want to read you an Axline quote. Virginia Axline, if you didn't go through all of my podcast episodes in order, please go back and do so because we talked about the Axline history and how she was a part of the development of the CCPT model. And I mean, even Moustakas talked about this, and I mentioned him as well. So Moustakas brought this up, Axline brought this up, but here's Axline's quote. She said for therapists to establish, quote, only those limitations that are necessary to anchor the therapy to the world of reality and to make the child aware of his responsibility in the relationship. So let me say that again. Axline guides therapists to establish, quote, only those limitations, meaning we only set limits, that are necessary to anchor the therapy to the world of reality and to make the child aware of his responsibility in the relationship. So if a child cusses in the playroom, is that somehow ruining the relationship and therefore he has responsibility to preserve it? No. You have the freedom to say and do what you need to do within reason. So if that means you have to cuss, you have to cuss. That's not offending me in any kind of relationship breaking way. Or to anchor the therapy to the world of reality. The reality is the world is full of people who cuss. And so you're going to be exposed to it. You're going to hear it. It's going to be a normal part of life. So I think that that is appropriate as far as the reality of the world. So Axline is saying there's only those two reasons to ever set a limit. And in my opinion, and I know there could be those who disagree with me, and that's okay, shoot me an email. I'd love to have a little conversation with you about it, hear your opinion. But in my opinion, you are able to allow a child to cuss because it doesn't violate those two reasons for setting limits. So Ethan, I hope that is helpful. I hope that answers your question. You specifically said, how do I explain to parents why we allow the child to cuss in play therapy? Go over these three reasons with the parent. Help them understand these three things. The rules are different. There is a why. So the child is his means to an end play for them. And then there is theoretical and philosophical undergirding of why we allow an environment like this. And a child has to learn to self-control. A child has to learn to self-regulate. If we forbid the use of cussing, we're not helping them learn to control that. We're not helping them learn to regulate that. We're just saying, don't do it. They have to practice getting mad and not cussing. They have to practice dealing with their frustration and saying appropriate things. They have to practice knowing when it's okay to do certain things and when it's not. So they need opportunities to figure this out. And the best way to do that is in the playroom. So Ethan, I hope that's helpful. The rest of you, I hope that next time a child cusses in your playroom, you feel a little bit more equipped to handle it. It will happen. And it's just part of what happens in the child-centered approach. So thanks very much for being with me this week. This was our question. And every week, obviously, I do the curriculum and the listener question. So if you would like to connect with me, email me at brenna@thekidcounselor.com. And you can also go to playtherapynow.com to find out about training opportunities. Thank you for those of you who have reached out. Our June cohort, we have a new cohort starting in June. It is getting really full. There are so many people that have reached out and want to start in June. Every quarter, there will be new cohorts. So I have one going right now. One starts in June. One will start in September. So if you would like to be a part of an in-depth training program, please reach out at playtherapynow.com. You can fill out the inquiry form and I will get back with you with some options. And as always, I'm very grateful for you. Thanks for the time that you spend with me each week. Talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.